Welcome back. So today I'm going to review another beer from Bell's. That's the Idea Juicy IPA. Creative Brewing Series, Bell's has released a ton of these, and it's actually making me mad because it's not even on Untappd yet. Why is it going to the Deadpool head? There you go. Juicy IPA. I've sat here 10 minutes trying to find it, and I can't. So I picked this up today, and on the receipt, it didn't say how much it was. I want to say $2.99. I could be wrong. Best Buy, $7.28.24. This is March, the beginning of March. This was just released. So shelf life, they're saying 6 months. Excuse me. 6.7% ABV. Let's go ahead and get this open, get it into a glass. Actually, I was at Bell's today for lunch with Jessica. Man, that is, I think I got a short pour. I went to Bell's with Jessica for lunch today. I actually met her there because I took today off. And picked up seven beers. So, but I did see this yesterday on Facebook that they posted that this is out. But yeah, so I picked it up today. And again, I don't understand it. I mean, is it the end of the world? No. But why isn't it on Untappd? I have to untap it. Don't you? But let's get into the beer. We don't have Untappd. I'll get over it. White colored head. I mean, pretty much eggshell white. Small, pretty much all small bubbles. I do have a couple medium ones over to the side. Golden yellow in color. Light golden yellow. Wow. I about spilled that. Light golden yellow in color. Lots of bubbles coming up, but this glass is etched. Looks good. Juicy IPA? Sure. Let's go ahead and smell. Wow. Almost like a sweet tart. Like a hoppy sweet tart mix. A little fruity in there, but I'm getting the hops. I don't know if it's because it is young. Bell's always puts the Best Buy date. I'm almost 100. No. Isn't that opposite of what they do? Yeah. So they put the Best Buy date on there. I've got two other ones just in case you're not following the channel. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that bell. Lots of beer reviews. A new one every day. Or homebrew. But, why did I think that they put the born on date? But I think now that I'm thinking about it, it's always the Best Buy date. Is it like a mosaic berry? Almost like a cotton candy? I could actually say a little Simcoe in here. I wonder if they say what hop. Man. See, I get all flustered because I can't bring it up on Untappd. Oops. What did I just do? What is wrong with this thing? I click something. You think I would know how to use this by now. There we go. I have to see now. And I unable to find. Whatever. Yeah, almost like a mosaic berry cotton candy, like sweeter, light candied fruit. I would say more juicy fruit than anything, but it does seem like hoppiness. A touch of grass or something like that, like fresh hop, like it's a young beer. But I could definitely say like a Simcoe, a light onion garlic mixed in there. But now I'm second guessing myself because I believe last week I had a beer and it was mosaic and I could have swore that I got a little onion garlic in there too. Maybe a touch of malt. like grainy light malt syrup. Perfume, maybe a touch of floral in there too. Let's go ahead and drink. I mean, the head, those medium bubbles are now gone. Let's taste. Kind of same taste as the smell. I swear, I don't get that a lot, where the smell goes over into the taste. Light Smarty. Like malty Smarty. But I want to say it's like fruit berry cotton candy. I don't know how. It seems warm. I mean, I've been down here. I only did three other ones. Man, time flies. Yeah, like a fruity, Smarty, like malty Smarty, malt Smarty, berry. I would go probably light candied berry. Easy drinking. Drinks like a 5.5. I want some more bitterness. I don't think there's enough for my liking, at least. But I think people would like this. Yeah, it's very light. Now, I just did three homebrews. And those seem thicker than this. I like the flavor. It almost reminds me of Roundhouse from Bell's. Just almost like lighter, sweeter. Like that Smarty thing. I don't think they say what hops. Yeah, small batch. This is like the B1, if you've been following my channel. I was gonna say the bitterness just came back. Yeah, I think this one works. I would go 4 out of 5 on this one. I want a little more bitterness. I think for a 6.7, it's too light. Like I said, it drinks like a 5.5, like a 5 or a 5.5. Somewhere lower than that. But the flavor's decent. So, yeah, if you're around Kalamazoo, this is a general store exclusive. You have to go to the general store to get this. But if you're around Kalamazoo, definitely. That says India Pale Ale on there. Okay. But yeah, if you're around Kalamazoo, definitely worth a trip to pick this up.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.